If Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella taught a course, would you take it? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading this morning, Microsoft stock was up about 10% to a 15-year high. Google was way up, Amazon as well. Turns out Amazon is making money, if you can believe it. Let's turn now to Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Technology, Media, and Telecom at FBR Capital Markets. Mr. Ives, good morning.
Good morning.
So, surveying these profit reports, starting with Amazon, actually a profit. That's a headline in itself.
Yeah, and this is really a focus of investors. It's about Amazon Web Services. That's focused on the enterprise market and cloud, a real disruptive force. What they've done in consumer, they now could be doing to the enterprise.
Let's turn to Microsoft here. They are also showing signs of life. What are some of the driving forces there?
This is really Nadella taking Microsoft to the cloud. It's a stark contrast to that players like IBM, Oracle, Cisco, HP, which are really dinosaurs of technology. You're starting to see the turnaround at Microsoft on cloud, and it's all around Windows 10.
And we'll get more information about the individual new divisions that Google set up for itself under this banner of Alphabet. Did anything stand out for you in the current report?
Right now, investors are trying to figure out who's the winner in mobile. And that's really where Google plays. And if you think about the theme from last night, it's who's winning on consumer, Amazon, mobile, Google. Who's of the large tech players is winning on the cloud, Microsoft. It was the trifecta, and I think it really speaks to a lot of tailwinds some of these players are seeing, a stark contrast to a lot of the other players in tech that are seeing some doldrums in a choppy environment.
Any names come to mind just to focus our attention on the ones that are a little lackluster right now?
When you look at a company like IBM, HP, Oracle, wearing rose-colored glasses, scratching their heads, trying to figure out the next move, they're looking at Microsoft. In my opinion, Nadella should teach a class to Rometty, Herdcats, Whitman, and Robbins about how to take a large-cap tech stalwart to the cloud. And I think it's all going to cause a lot more M&A. These large players need to put fuel back in the growth engine. Otherwise, they're going to be more irrelevant over the coming 2, 3, 5 years.
A little more mergers and acquisitions on the way, possibly. Daniel Ives at FBR Capital Markets, thank you very much for the briefing.
Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, back in the soap business, all is not well. Procter & Gamble today reported a 12% fall in sales, the seventh quarter that revenue has fallen. P&G does Tide, Pampers, and Beyond. Still, profits were up compared to a year ago as it dumps unprofitable brands. Turns out crews are repairing crumbling old bridges across the country faster than ever thanks to an innovative method called Accelerated Bridge Construction, or ABC. The projects are popular with state officials and drivers. I know you're thinking, is faster always better when it comes to bridges? That said, from a work site in Nashville that's on track to finish up in early November, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has this report.
As the manager for the largest road project in Tennessee right now, Mark Rothwell goes a lot of weekends without sleep. From Friday night until Monday morning, his crews race to demolish and replace interstate overpasses. They finish just before rush hour, and that gives Rothwell a jolt of adrenaline.
Because you're worried about how's everything still going, where are we at? You're getting a text message every 5 minutes that says, hey, we just set panel two. But it's exciting. It's the most fun you can have doing this type of work, I can guarantee you that.
The tight time window requires minute-by-minute planning while workers use enormous construction cranes. This is an important stretch of Interstate 40 through Nashville. Rothwell says that's why planners only want to close it over the weekend.
It's absolutely not less work or easier. It's just less impact on the public.
Eight bridges from the 1960s needed replacing, so Tennessee's Department of Transportation decided that accelerated bridge construction was the way to go. The method is increasingly popular in dozens of states because it cuts down on years of lane closures. Tennessee shaved its project from 3 years to 2 by prefabricating the spans and then sliding them into place during a dozen epic weekends. Will Reed is director of construction.
There is a cost associated with that. We have made the decision that in this case, with I-40 in downtown, in a city that is absolutely booming, that it made sense for us to be aggressive.
State officials estimate that this method translates to $5 to $10 million in productivity, economic activity that drivers otherwise would have lost to time spent in traffic. And officials are practically bragging about it. The state gave the project a zippy name, the Fast Fix 8, and promotes it with time-lapse videos. Department of Transportation spokeswoman B.J. Dowdy says the videos have been seen more than 45,000 times.
People are getting into watching this. When they see what looked like a bunch of chaos, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's a bridge sitting there.
The project managers even came up with a logo. It appears in the videos and on bumper stickers with the slogan, "Failure is not an option." In Nashville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.
We're also following American Airlines, which said today it's going to have different fares for the same flights, depending on whether you get charged extra fees or get certain amenities, meaning you either get treated like a passenger on a cut-rate airline and get dinged for this and that, or you get treated like a traditional passenger, depending on how much you want to pay for the ticket. The new pricing system launches next year. Now, we did a story the other day about the wisdom of charging for this and that in the air. If you're interested, you can go to marketplace.org and search for add-on charges. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.